Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very, very much for listening on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program, we'll talk to Paul DeMarco. That's in about 30 minutes or so. And then Ray Mellick, 1819 News, will join us, and we'll get a wrap-up on things going on in the state here as well. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, very kind for making time for us this morning. He is one of the two candidates in the Republican U.S. Senate runoff coming up in a few weeks, Congressman Mo Brooks. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Excited. 21 days away.
Yeah, it's just, here we are again, 3 weeks out, and the clock is ticking. Let's talk a little bit about last Tuesday. Maybe not quite as well as the polls had shown. In that race, any reaction to Tuesday's outcome? Are you just happy to be in the next round?
Well, Tuesday was what we would call a preliminary round. The finals are on June the 21st. The key is to make the final two. We made the final two. I'm very optimistic that we're going to pick up the vast majority of Mike Durant voters. Concerned that the Katie Britt forces appear to be seeking the support of, encouraging the support of Democrats. Democrats should not be participating in a Republican Party effort to determine a Republican Party nominee that is consistent with our Republican Party values. But this isn't the first time that Mitch McConnell and others have done this. If you recall, in Mississippi, Thad Cochran in 2014, the machine behind that candidate very aggressively sought Democrat votes, which in my judgment violate the United States Constitution, Freedom of Association Clause, First Amendment, and did so to such a successful degree that the Congressional Black Caucus afterwards was crowing about how they were responsible. Keep in mind, they're all Democrats. They were responsible for electing or selecting the Republican nominee, and that's not the way it's supposed to work. But nonetheless, the Congressional Black Caucus then submitted their demands to Thad Cochran for having made him the United States Senator from the state of Mississippi.
Well, you know, it occurs to me, I mean, I think that's a fair statement. I think that's maybe what's going on in Alabama, but it's kind of a reality, right? That's what you got to deal with. How do you overcome that? How do you win if you're going to have to deal with Democrat voters in a Republican primary?
Well, there are two ways you deal with it. First is you make sure that Republicans know that Katie Britt is the choice of the Democrats. That's a pretty good indicator as to who the rhino is in this race. And there are a lot of other inferences one can draw from the Democrats choosing Katie Britt as their Republican nominee for the United States Senate. The second thing is to do everything we can to cause Republicans to defend our brand by rejecting the crossover voting effort of the Katie Britt forces by making sure she is not our Republican nominee. If we don't do that, then that's going to encourage Democrats in the future to try to select the Republican nominee, which means, in effect, it's no longer the Republican nominee.
Congressman, you're on Fox News over the weekend on the Fox News Sunday. A little bit of a dust-up with Sandra Smith there, the host of the program, about the 2020 election. Are you surprised that it has really been such a factor in this contest for you?
No, I'm not. I played the major role in the United States Congress fighting for honest and accurate elections, fighting for trying to make sure that Donald Trump was properly reelected, fighting against voter fraud and election theft. And I knew that there would be political forces that disagree with me on that issue. They're going to try to make hay with it. I get that. Katie Britt's team has tried to exploit that to the maximum degree. In part, you've seen with this Democrats improperly participating in the selection of the Republican nominee effort. And we'll see how it all plays out. But no, it doesn't surprise me at all that voter fraud and election theft is a major issue. It should be. And I hope people will note that when that fight was fought between November 3rd through January the 6th of 2021, that I was the leader in that effort, and that Katie Britt was nowhere to be seen, did not lift a finger to help us.
And there's a lot of people, particularly in our listening audience, that are just they can't get past the 2020 outcome. But at this point, what do you do about it other than learn from it and try to fix it and don't be duped next time? As far as the 2020 election, there's not much left. And that ended up being kind of what seemed to be your undoing with President Trump.
Well, I told the truth about what our options are. The United States Constitution, the United States Code give you January 6th as the date on which you can contest the 2020 election result if you are a presidential candidate in the United States of America. That is it. So at this point in time, there is no legal path by which that outcome, right or wrong, can be changed. But what we can do is we can use the 2020 elections as a motivation for those of us who love our republic, who love America, to turn out in greater numbers and try to ensure that we elect the right kind of people who are going to ensure, in turn, that we have election laws that are in the best interest of our republic, that we plug these holes that the Democrats exploited in 2020 to engage in the kind of voter fraud and election theft activity that they engaged in. And quite clearly, if that is the litmus test for any voter out there, voter fraud and election theft, then Mo Brooks is your clear-cut choice. I fought that fight. Katie Britt, again, was nowhere to be seen when that fight was fought between November 3rd and January the 6th. Now, she claims now that it was voter fraud and election theft, okay? And she's doing her best to claim now. But if she really believed it, she'd have been fighting with us when that fight was fought between November 3rd and January 6th, and she was AWOL.
Let me ask you this. You spend a lot of time contrasting yourself to Katie Britt. And I talk to both of you on the air regularly. And what really strikes me about her is that she doesn't even acknowledge you guys. She didn't barely acknowledge Mike Durant, barely acknowledges you. That's your approach is so much different than hers. Do you make anything of that?
Well, she can do what she does because she's got millions upon millions of dollars that are being used for attack ads so that she personally does not engage while she has third parties engage on her behalf. So when you've got millions and millions of dollars from the Mitch McConnell establishment machine out of Washington, D.C., interfering in this race and doing the attacking for Katie Britt, that allows Katie Britt to take a back seat. When you've got millions upon millions of dollars from open borders and cheap foreign labor special interests that are doing the attacking for Katie Britt, then Katie Britt can take a back seat. I don't have the kind of funds that are necessary to draw the distinctions between the candidates, so I have to do it myself. And by the way, I'm not afraid to do it myself. Some candidates are afraid to do that. Gosh, if you're not willing to contrast yourself with Nancy Pelosi or Alexander Ocasio-Cortez or Chuck Schumer or Joe Biden, and you're not willing to contrast yourself with the person you're running against in the state of Alabama, then how are you going to handle it as a United States senator when you're expected to contrast your views versus the views of other people in hopes of persuading the American population that your views are the views that are in the best interest of your country? So I don't shy from doing that. That's different than way a lot of other candidates handle themselves. What I do that's different from these attack ads from Katie Britt is I speak the truth as I understand it and know it. That's the big difference. And Mike Durant, as you know, referred to Katie Britt as corrupt during her campaign and publicly stated that if she's corrupt in her campaign activities, you can expect Katie Britt to be corrupt if she's elected United States Senator. And I can understand Mike Durant's being very upset with the way things transpired because Katie Britt's campaign really did a hatchet job on me, a dishonest hatchet job, then did a hatchet job on the reputation of Mike Durant, who's an American war hero and also a fairly successful business leader in the Tennessee Valley, having employed hundreds of people in good paying jobs. And I understand why he's upset with Katie Britt, and I'm upset with Katie Britt, too. And I should emphasize, I don't give Katie Britt the shield that she claims between herself and these super PACs. These super PACs are operated by her campaign operatives and allies, okay? And they were created solely for the purpose of attacking Mike Durant or attacking Mo Brooks or promoting Katie Britt. So that essentially, they are one and the same. And I've also learned that there are ways that you can get around the no communication rules on the internet that allow a candidate and a campaign to legally communicate to the super PACs what messaging you want the super PACs to engage in. So there are legal workarounds, and I would bet dimes to dollars that that is occurring right now within the campaign of Katie Britt as they try to emphasize to the super PACs, coordinating with the super PACs, albeit in a workaround legal way, what message they want those super PACs to focus on and which candidates they want those super PACs to hit. First, they wanted the Britt team wanted the super PACs to hit Mo Brooks, and then they wanted the super PACs to hit Mike Durant, and it was all a coordinated strategy. Now, she's got her approach. I've got mine, but her approach is aided, as I emphasized earlier, by many, many millions of dollars from the establishment do-nothing wing of the Republican Party, coupled with the open borders, cheap foreign labor, special interest that are contributing her many millions of dollars. And Jeff, as you know, the key to figuring out where a candidate really is follow the money. And if you'll follow the money, you'll discern that what I've just said is 100% accurate.
Congressman, this is kind of breaking news here, but I'll bounce this off of you. A Britt campaign announcing that Tom Cotton has endorsed Katie Britt. What, do you have any reaction to that?
No, I do not.
I thought I would ask anyway, and just to see what you would say. Let me ask you, let's go back to this. You said Katie Britt's corrupt. Do you think she's corrupt, or do you think it's...
What Mike Durant said, and you'd have to ask Mike Durant that question.
Well, what did you know?
On May the 23rd, he was on TV, and I could give you the exact quote. Well, I'll give you the exact quote.
Congressman, I know what he said. My question is, what do you think, I guess, do you think about that charge of corruption of your opponent?
I believe that Katie Britt's team in particular, and Katie Britt specifically, is shamelessly dishonest in the way in which they have projected Katie Britt during this campaign. That's the language I use.
And what do you say? Can you give us, I guess, is it just more of a broad tendencies, or do you have some specifics you could offer?
How much time do you want to spend?
We got 3 minutes here, so throw a few at us.
Well, on the attack ads against me, Katie Britt's team has been shamelessly dishonest. By way of example, when they attack me on the radio with a 60-second radio spot, claiming that I'm weak on border security when I have the strongest border security record of any member of the United States Congress, according to Numbers USA, for 11 straight years. And then they try to get people upset with me by claiming that I oppose Donald Trump's border plan. And then what Katie Britt fails to say is that we were talking about a border plan that was a trial balloon of Donald Trump a year and a half before he became president, in which he was talking about letting in, back into the United States of America, all those illegal aliens that he deported. And I said, wait a second, this doesn't make any sense. Why do we want to spend billions of dollars building a wall, tens of billions of dollars catching and deporting illegal aliens if we're going to let them all back in legally? So yes, I was highly critical of that border security plan because it wasn't a good one. And President Trump and his White House team listened once they were in office. And what happened was we got a pretty doggone good border security plan that came out of the White House in the spring of 2017, which was much different than what Katie Britt was asserting. So Katie Britt knew that they were misleading the voters of the state of Alabama by acting as if I was opposed to the border security plan of President Trump rather than the border security trial balloon of candidate Trump. And to add all to it, I supported with my votes very strongly the border security plan that President Trump actually submitted to the United States Congress. So that is deceptive, that is dishonest, and they do it shamelessly, they do it brazenly, they've done it in every one of their attack ads against me, and they've also done it by flip-flopping on a regular basis on a number of major public policy issues, Ukraine being the most recent one, where just a few weeks earlier, Katie Britt had said that she wants us to send all sorts of armaments to Ukraine, including aircraft, which was above and beyond what the Joe Biden administration had said that they wanted, when the Biden administration, coupled with the Republicans in the United States Congress, proposed the specifics that cost American taxpayers somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 to $10 billion for weaponry to go to assist with Ukraine. Not $40 billion, $6 to $10 billion in weaponry to assist with Ukraine. Katie Britt waits until I vote and then takes the exact opposite position, and with her superior monetary capability, attacks me on that kind of vote. That is a gross flip-flop on the part of Katie Britt over a very short few weeks period of time, and that's not the way that anyone who is elected to any public office should operate. This is one of my biggest concerns about Katie Britt. She has never held public office, and she has so far been very, very willing to flip-flop back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on major public policy issues, knowing full well that neither Mike Durant nor I have sufficient funds to point out those flip-flops.
Congressman, you've been very, very, very kind to come on this morning. Folks want to find out more about your campaign, want to find out more about you, get in touch with the campaign, tell where they can look.
Sure. Go to MoBrooks.com. MoBrooks.com if you want a real conservative, a Republican, as the Republican nominee for the United States Senate.
Congressman, we appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day, Jeff.
You do the same. Congressman Mo Brooks, 5th Congressional District candidate for U.S. Senate. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.